welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And, you know, it's amazing, but I'm still receiving emails from people who are asking about my name change. So if you're listening now, if you're listening later, yes, this is still Shefali. I changed my name on January 1st. New vibration, new energy, you know, new country, new beginnings, all that wonderful stuff. So let's get started with the show because we have a lot to cover. And I'm so excited because we're talking about something totally brand new and totally different, new process. So I'm excited. So Jean Slater, my good friend Jean Slater is here with us today, and she's going to be talking to us about Insight Safari. It's a new process that she's going to be sharing with us, a new technique, and we're going to learn how to receive insight from some very unusual wisdom guides. And I think most of you probably know Jean, but some of you may not. So for those of you who don't know Jean, Jean is wonderful. She's been with us many, many times, always so much fun. I always learn something new and insightful. So it's like, today, but yay, I'm excited to, I'm going to learn a new technique, a new process. So how does it get rid of that? So Jean, you know, has, like I said, been with us many times. And if you could just imagine that your life as the most fantastic treasure hunt possible, I love that, where you are the prize. And Jean was shown by her higher guidance just how wonderful life can be if you embark on the treasure hunt where your life and soul meet. She now encourages everyone to gain the skills to access their own higher guidance and begin the treasure hunt. Jean's programs and materials teach down-to-earth, easy techniques for receiving rock-solid intuition that can be trusted for the quickest, most accurate, and relevant insights concerning life's treasure hunt journey. With over 20 years' experience as a natural health practitioner and a higher guidance life coach, she developed a unique soul's treasure map to get to the root of health and life issues so clients can move forward with clarity and confidence. She is the founder of the Creative Mystic Institute and the Higher Guidance Life Coach Certification Programs. And these magical programs are designed to teach others how to access and coach from higher guidance for personal and professional use and will inspire you to live in the joy and excitement of the grand treasure hunt. I love that. It's about empowering you to get the information you need, right? And Jean is the author of the hugely successful book, Hiring the Heavens, which offers a fresh, revitalizing way of bringing spirituality back into everyday life. And Jean's materials have been featured in noted publications such as First for Women magazine, Science of Mind, New Age Journal, and Conscious Living magazine. She's been featured on the cover of Truly Alive magazine and has been on dozens of radio and blog talk programs and other telesummits. And Jean was a featured presenter for the Conscious Media Network and Gaiam TV. Like I said, Jean's been with us many, many times, and it's such a wonderful privilege for us to speak with her. And so I invite you all to, you know, as we open up this Radiant Light Healing Circle, I invite you to join with us. Tap into your heart space, be open to the wisdom, be open to the teachings, be open to the energy that's flowing through the call, throughout this whole call, and, you know, tap in and be open and receive this wisdom, receive the teachings, receive the energy, receive the guidance. All right, so now join with me to welcome warmly our guest today, Jean Slater. Jean, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alara. I am so excited to share this with you today. This is the first time that I have shared this with a telesummit group, and I've done it with my some of the people that I work with here locally, and we've all enjoyed it so much, but this is the very first time that I'm bringing it out publicly like this, so I am excited.
Oh, good. And I just want to tell everyone as well, please, you know, sometimes I forget stuff, please get a piece of paper and a pen because you're going to want to take notes. So I didn't want to forget that. Get a piece of paper and some pen. I have to go and get one myself. So you're going to want to take notes. And for those of you, you know, we're going to try and take some questions later on. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And I think that is all the information I had to share with everyone to start off the call. So Jean, tell us about this new process. What is this? What are these insights and the Insight Safari? What does that even mean?
Well, as many of the listeners may know, and as certainly as you know, my book, Hiring the Heavens, really kind of started everything for me. And Hiring the Heavens, I want to go over the basic premise of that very quickly. And that is that you imagine that the spiritual realm is every bit as complex as our own physical dimension, and that every skill, talent, ability, and personality trait that exists in the physical dimension exists first in the spiritual realm, and that all of those talents and abilities are yours for the hiring. And because of this concept, which came about for me many years ago, and I've been using every day since, you can get help for everything that you're doing in your life, no matter how big the project is or no matter how small. And no matter how important and far-reaching the project is, or if it's just simply to help you get through the day with a little more grace and ease and a smile on your face, that's all, you know, the help is available to you. And since writing that book, this has been a game changer for so many people who have written to me and told me how it changed their life and how it brought them an awareness of working with their angels and their guides like they had never, ever accomplished before. Even those that had personal relationships with angels who worked with the archangels had never brought it to the depth and level that Hiring the Heavens invites you to do. And so the book has been a life changer and a game changer for so many people, including myself, and it's a lot of fun. Well, the way that the Insight Safari developed was that as I was doing more and more interviews and taking live calls and asking for and helping people to do their heavenly hires, I noticed something very interesting happening. So let me explain exactly what I mean here. Oftentimes when I'm helping people to hire from the heavens, I imagine, I allow a certain flow to occur. Now, when people are hiring from the heavens, one of the things that perplexed me in the beginning was that they would often say to me, well, I don't know who to hire. Like, for an example, your theme for your series is living your prosperous life now. And so if you were going to hire from the heavens to help you live your prosperous life now, people would often say, well, I don't know who I would hire. And so I would help them. I would assist them in bringing in the personalities, the talents, the abilities from the spiritual realm to assist them to live their prosperous life now. And what I would do is I would imagine a boardroom, and I would begin to populate the chairs with the personalities and traits and talents and abilities that were logical. For an example, if you're going to live your prosperous life now, you would want a money manager, right? You know, or a financial advisor. You know, just tell me, who would you bring in that would make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Somebody to manage my finances, somebody to plan my adventures, because, you know, for me, it's all about having fun. Prosperous life means doing what I enjoy, right? So planning my adventures, doing my time management so I have more time for myself, giving me more ideas of what else I can do, you know, what else I would like to do, things like that. But definitely a finance manager and accountant to take over all of that kind of stuff, you know, so I know where the money is and isn't and where it's going and where it's coming from, so that I can focus more on what's fun for me.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's exactly it. And that's what I would imagine in my mind is all of those chairs being filled with the logical hires that you would bring on board to assist you in your physical creation. And whatever made sense to you. But what I began to notice, Alara, and this was just fascinating to me, as I would begin to populate these chairs in the boardroom meeting, I would be watching the door to see who would walk in. And I began to notice something very interesting. People would begin to walk in, talents would begin to walk in that I would have never thought of. Like a spiritual organic gardener would walk in and sit down in the chair. And when it would come to their turn to talk, they would tell us how important it was to be aware of the seasons and know when it was time to plant your seeds, know when it was time to tend to the garden, know when it was time to harvest, and how important that was in living a prosperous life to be aware of the seasons and the timing of everything. And I'm thinking to myself, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's wisdom. I would never have thought to bring in an organic gardener.
Yeah, I agree totally. Yeah, that's perfect.
And then I began to notice that not only would talents come in, but certain animals would come in. And, you know, the shamans know this, and with the animal totem and the medicine cards, animals carry a certain wisdom to them. So I'd be watching the door for this boardroom, and in would come a dolphin. Mm-hmm. And this dolphin would sit at the table and talk about how important it is to bring laughter and fun, mm-hmm. and turn everything into play, and to have joy. I mean, you think about dolphins, and there's just joy there. They always look like they have a smile on their face, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I was amazed by this. One of the very first times that this happened for me was, and I told this story before, but it's so amazing that I love it. But this is the first time that this happened for me where somebody came through the door that I was not expecting. And how this came about is a good friend of mine here locally called me up and said, "Jean, please come to my office and help me to hire the heavens." And I said, but you can do this yourself. This is so easy. Anybody can do this. And she says, "I know, but I'm just so overwhelmed. I just want you to do it for me. Would you please?" So I did. I went to her office, and she began to tell me what her issue was. She had been in a bankruptcy for more than a year, and she had been trying to get her home, a loan modification done so that she could keep her home. But here it is a year later. It was no closer to being accomplished than when she had started the year prior. Every road she took seemed to end in a dead end. And she was absolutely frantic because they were now threatening foreclosure. In fact, she had awakened to find a foreclosure sign out on her front lawn. She was absolutely in a panic, and that's when she called me. She said, "I need help to get this loan modification to go through, and I need it now." So I said, "Okay, let's hire from the heavens." And in hiring the heavens, it is as simple as going into your imagination. When I said anybody can do this, I truly mean anybody can do this. And so I asked her to close her eyes, and we did this little meditation to get in touch with our greater selves, our divinity, our spiritual sides. And then I said, "Okay, we know what the issue is, we know what the problem is, and we need help. Let's imagine this boardroom." And I said, "Okay," to my friend, "who shall we begin to ask to come in to advise us on what's going on and how can we get this loan modification done. So she brought in all of the logical people. She said, well, I need a loan modification specialist. I need a banker. I need a real estate appraiser and et cetera, foreclosure attorney and a bankruptcy attorney. She brought them all in, and one by one, in my mind's eye, I began to see these experts begin to sit around in the boardroom, in the sky, if you will. And just before we were ready to begin our meeting, out of the corner of my eye, through that open door, in walks a very impressive man in a three-piece suit with a top hat. And behind him are two other men in three-piece suits and top hats. And in walks this gentleman to the front of the boardroom table and sits at the front and says, we will make them an offer they can't refuse. And at that moment, I just like busted out laughing. And I said to my friend, we've got the mob. Who needed clout? This isn't happening because you don't have some clout. We need clout here, and we need some pressure. Do you know that within 3 days, she had her loan modification at a rate lower than had ever been suggested to her? In fact, the loan modification officer just was shaking her head saying, I don't know how you got this rate, but let's grab it. I think it was at 2.2%, something outrageous.
Wow.
I know. Mm-hmm. So that opened my eyes to the realization that when we are hiring from the heavens, if we allow, instead of just going into our own mind and saying, well, we want this, you know, this makes sense to me, I'll bring in this energy and I'll bring in that energy. If we allow the heavens to assist us, they may bring in some talents and abilities that we would have never thought of.
True. Yeah, absolutely. And it's about being open to that guidance, right? Being open to something else, something different that we, you know, something beyond us, right? That sometimes knows more than we do.
Absolutely. And has wisdom to give to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do this process here in a moment. And I'm going to do it with Alara. And you're going to actually, you know, that's why I asked you to have a pen and paper so that you can do this. But I'm going to encourage the listeners to right now go ahead and get that pen and paper if you haven't already, because you're going to want to do it along with Alara. You're not going to write the same things that Alara is going to write. You're going to write something completely different. But you're going to go through this process where you're going to bring in some very unusual wisdom guides. Now, think about this, Alara.
Mm-hmm.
Every thought form that exists has a purpose for its creation. So if I were to say to you that we can hire from the heavens not only these talents and abilities that make sense to us, but we can also hire the wisdom from inanimate objects, from and anything in nature, that every thought form that holds something in a manifested form here on Earth has an intention behind it, and we can draw from that wisdom. So if I were to say to you, what is the intention behind a clock? What would you tell me that is?
Just to give us a sense of time.
Perfect. A sense of time for us to keep track of time. Mm-hmm. You know, so right there, you just told me what the wisdom of a clock is.
Right, yeah.
If I were to say, what is the intention behind a key?
to open something, open or close.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you just gave me the wisdom behind a key. Mm-hmm. If I were to tell you, what is the intention behind a box?
To hold things, store things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And see how easy this is?
Yeah, because you're asking the question. I'm the one who's answering. It's like, oh, shit, what's the answer? But yeah.
Yeah, this is so easy. This is so easy. So everything has an intention behind it. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is an insight safari. Now, when I say the word safari, it immediately brings up Africa, right?
Right. Yes.
But instead of thinking of Africa, we're going to think of it as Earth Safari.
Okay.
Earth Safari, all right? So it would be anything here on this physical dimension, Earth Safari. And what we're going to do is gather some wisdom guides that can assist in answering a question for us. And I'm not going to go on and give you a bunch of examples because I don't want to plant a bunch of ideas in your mind. Instead, we want this to come straight from your higher guidance. So the very first thing that you're going to want to do, and the listeners, since this program is about living your prosperous life, mm-hmm. think of a question you might have about living your prosperous life. Just take a moment, Alara, and think about a question that you would like to get some insight for concerning living your prosperous life now.
Okay.
And I would like it if you would to write a question that you would be willing to share with the audience.
Yeah, something that's not too complicated. a simple question. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think I'm not a simple person, so it's like everything I choose is going to be so complicated. Okay, yes, I have an idea of a question.
Okay, so go ahead and write that question down on your piece of paper, and if you wouldn't mind sharing that question. And please make it something that you really want an answer to.
Okay, so my question, I'm going to write it down. Hold on. What? I'm talking as I write. So my question is, what should I write my newest book about?
Excellent.
Because there's a book that wants to come out, and, you know, I'm curious as to what it should be about.
And you really don't have any idea what it should be about?
Vague. I'm open to, like, you know, higher wisdom and higher guidance for sure.
Awesome, awesome. You'll love this.
Yeah, I know what my mind thinks, but, you know, instead I want it to be, a contribution to, you know, my community and to humanity. So what would that be? You know, what would that be?
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Great. And so I would like all the listeners to also write a question down about living their prosperous life. And you can make it very specific. You can make it really open-ended like Alara has done. But something that you truly want an answer to. Because you're going to bring forth some wisdom guides that are going to give you some very specific information about this.
Okay, great.
All right. So the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to take a moment to do a quick intention setting meditation so that we can receive this information directly from your higher guidance. When I ask you, when we get into the process here and I ask you to write something down, I want you to write the very first thing that you are inspired to write. Don't question it. Don't stop to think, well, that doesn't make sense. You know, at the best of your ability, keep your logical mind out of the picture here, and just write the very first thing that you're inspired to write.
Okay.
All right. And mm-hmm. and don't question it. Just, you know, if it, even if it seems silly, write it. Okay. So are you ready?
I am.
All right. Excellent. So with your eyes closed, take a very deep breath and relax. And as you continue breathing, relaxing and relaxing deeper and deeper, just imagine that you are from the crown of your head clearing a channel for your higher guidance to speak directly to you, seeing your mind chatter go off to the side and opening this channel directly to your higher guidance without interference. And just relaxing and breathing into that. And Alara, let me know when you feel that this channel is clear and you're ready to proceed.
I'm ready, yep.
Excellent. On your piece of paper, write down number one. And I want you to imagine your higher guidance is going to take you on an earth safari. Imagine your higher guidance is showing you earth dimension as you've never seen it before. That this is a brand new adventure, and you're sitting in a, if you will, what's the vehicle I want? Just an open vehicle or a tour mm-hmm. bus or something, and your higher guidance is taking you on a safari of the earth dimension. Now, your higher guidance wants to point out something to you, that some kind of a creature that lives in the water kingdom. Write down what your higher guidance is pointing to you, is pointing out to you. Your higher guidance is pointing to something, a creature that lives in the water kingdom. What is it showing you?
Alligator or crocodile.
Excellent. Write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, continuing on your earth safari, higher guidance wants to point out some creature that lives on the land. What is it pointing to?
Okay, giraffe.
Excellent. Write that down. Next, your higher guidance wants to point out in this earth safari something from the plant kingdom. What is it showing you?
It's a flowering plant. Gosh, what's it called? Paradise flower? Flower of paradise? Something like that?
Bird of paradise?
That's it, yeah.
Excellent. Write that down.
Okay.
The next thing that your higher guidance wants to show you on your earth safari is an inanimate object, anything at all. What is your higher guidance pointing to?
It's a statue. It's a statue structure. I don't know. I can't make out what it is. It looks like a cross. You know, but it's made of rock or stone. It looks like a cross, but not like a cross that we know. So it's a, it looks like a cross.
Okay.
Interesting, yeah.
Kind of describe that or however you want to write that down.
Yeah. Interesting. It's definitely a stone cross. Yeah, I don't know what kind of stone it is, but it's dark stone anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, it's huge. It's big.
Excellent.
I have no idea where it is. I've never seen anything like it.
Okay. I mean, I know you see it, so just write down something that triggers that image.
Yeah.
All right. There's two more things that your higher guidance wants to show you on your Earth Safari. Your higher guidance wants to show you a vocation, something that humans do to make money, and write that down.
Okay.
They're pointing to somebody, and there's somebody that does this, and that's how they make money. And who did they point to for you?
It's a man who is, oh my God, it's like my words are not even going to come out, but I see a man forging steel,
Smith?
Like a blacksmith type of person?
Yeah. Yep, a blacksmith. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. And now, finally, your higher guidance wants to show you a skill that humans have.
These are all so weird. Weaving.
Weaving. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Write that down.
I never think of these things. Okay.
All right. Beautiful. You can take a nice deep breath and just kind of come back to the room. Thank your higher guidance for taking you on this insight safari.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I hope the listeners have, been able to write down what they saw, because everybody's going to get something different. And it's absolutely fascinating. Now, all six of the things that you wrote down here are your wisdom guides and have something to tell you in answer to your question about what you should write your next book about. So let me just give you an example of from one of my students, what came up for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that this was fascinating, because what you're going to be able to do after this is you're going to be able to write a letter to yourself from your wisdom guides.
Okay.
All right. So one of my students wrote, how can I attract students to my program that will see it as a bargain to pay full price and eagerly sign up?
Mm-hmm.
That was what she wrote. So here, I know you're going to love this, because she also had the bird of paradise plant.
Oh, okay.
All right. So she came, her wisdom guides were coral, anteater, mm-hmm. bird of paradise, a staircase, an accountant, and the ability to be precise.
Mm.
Now, what you're going to want to do is to look at these six wisdom guides that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll want to arrange them in the order that they need to be. So I'm just going to give you a moment to look at your six and rewrite them in any order that you feel prompted to write.
Okay. Because I'm already seeing what some of them mean to me, So it's like, okay, I know what that means, and that means.
I know. You'll start catching on real quick.
I don't know about the alligator crocodile, so I was like, what does that even mean? But it'll come to me. It'll come. I'll get it. I think I'm getting it already. So it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Let me know when you've got them all rearranged.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me just explain to you a little bit more about for this person here. Coral, if you actually look up, and this is so fun to do, you can look it up online, what's the symbology of coral, or you can just think about what coral is. And the truth of it is coral is essential to life. I had no idea how incredible coral was. But really, it's millions of organisms working in partnership to support life. And I did not realize that if you look up the symbology of coral, it really is something that provides the foundation of all life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what coral means, precision. We know what precision means. The accountant, you know, an accountant is calculating and meticulous. They're accountable. They're trusted. They're logical. They are also precise. And they love numbers, and they love moving numbers around and showing how numbers can work together. The bird of paradise, bird of paradise is the symbol of transformation. It's the symbol of transformation, and it provides rare, exotic wisdom.
Interesting.
That allows someone to take flight into journey with joy.
Yeah,
this is all
that.
Something you can look online about the symbology of the bird of paradise plant.
Yeah.
Anteater. I had no idea what the anteater, the symbology of the anteater is, but the anteater has the ability to dig deep to get answers, right? It just has the ability to dig deep and cull out all the answers that it needs. And it's very detailed. I mean, look, answer little. But it doesn't miss a detail. And staircase, we can see the obvious example of a staircase that allows you to go step by step, and it leads somewhere to a higher elevation.
Right.
So you can imagine now why all of these wisdom guides came forth to answer for this person, how she could attract students to her program. And from this, she was able to write her letter from her wisdom guides, and she wrote, "Dear Alice, your wisdom guides want you to know the extraordinary value of your program. Like coral, it provides a foundation for all life, and it is teaching others how to find answers for their life's journey. When it comes to your marketing, the key is to attract students, or the key to attracting students that are eager to pay full price is having a focused, precise target market, knowing exactly who you're dealing, your ideal student is, I'm sorry, the writing is, I can't read her handwriting very well, and market to them. Be like the accountant who loves to show how the numbers add up and how this is a great value and investment. The bird of paradise is here to tell you that transformation is possible by those who take your program. It provides rare, exotic wisdom that allows the student to take flight into their journey with joy, thoughtfulness, and an extraordinary perspective on life. The program teaches the skills of the anteater, who has the ability to dig deep to answer life's quandaries and draw upon the wisdom of the ancestors and the sacred ancient mysteries. And that was something I forgot about the anteater. It's about ancestors and sacred ancient mysteries. Your graduates will have the ability to step by step, like the staircase, elevate their awareness to the soul and achieve the heights they desire. Now, is that a beautiful letter or what?
Oh, absolutely, it is. So inspiring.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So the first time I did this, I have a group that I meet with here locally, and I was gonna play with it just right along with them, and I wanted to answer the question of why I felt like abundance was always just around the corner. Now, what I mean by abundance is, because I feel like I have a very abundant life, but the extraordinary abundance that I was picturing in my mind, I always felt like I saw the potential of it, but I wanted to know when it was going to be here and now. What would it take to make it here and now, rather than just around the corner? Do you know, make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me read to you the wisdom guides that came forth to answer this. Mm-hmm. The the animal that lived in the water was the snail. And so here's what happened for me, Alara. When I asked everybody, you know, to have their higher guidance show them something that lives in the water kingdom, I get a snail. Everybody else in the group got incredible animals like dolphin and whale. And and I got a snail. And I was like arguing with my higher guidance going, come on. I want something better than a snail. Are you serious? A snail? And they said, yep, right, a snail. So I did. So I got a snail, an antelope, the rose flower, which I later found out was about perfection in divine timing. Mm. I got a wristwatch. I got a sign maker. And I got the energy of organization or ability to organize. And so here was the letter. I mean, I don't have that letter with me, but I can tell you it off the top of my head because it was so comforting. My wisdom guides were telling me, they said, dear Jean, although it may seem like at times that you're moving at a snail's pace, that you're moving at a snail's pace, we want you to know that it's all about your personal timing. That was the wristwatch. Mm-hmm. But it's all about your personal timing. Keep your eyes on the signs. That was the sign maker. Keep your eyes on the signs because everything will evolve in perfect divine order, just like the rose flower. Continue organizing and doing what you do, and when the time is right, you will run like the antelope.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love it.
I can tell you another one that was one of my students. Her question was about a health issue that she had. And I just recall that a couple of her wisdom guides were amazing. The talent she brought forth was a juggler. Mm-hmm. And the animal she brought forth was the elephant. And what I remember that just meant so much to her, an elephant is very faithful and follows, you know how elephants will follow in a line? And she even drew a card on this elephant, question, and she draws a picture of an elephant, and it says, go by the book, meaning go exactly by the book and do it in, and she knew exactly what book it was referring to, but it was telling her, go precisely by the book, follow it faithfully. You're going to have to juggle many things in your life because it's not just one answer. You're going to have to do many things and keep all of these balls in the air in order to resolve this health issue. And I don't recall what the other wisdom guides were, but that was just profound to me.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah.
All right, so now let's go back to your question, which was, what should you write your book about? And let's take a look at your wisdom guides. You said you were already getting an idea of what they wanted to tell you. So would you share with us what they're telling you?
So what they're telling me is to chunk it down into bite-sized pieces. So that was the alligator crocodile. You know, it bites, right? I saw a big mouth, right? So bite-sized pieces. And they said to reach to the heavens, you know, the giraffe with a long neck, reach to the heavens to get the new information and wisdom. I probably messed it up now, the order, but, and then, I can't read my own writing. And then what I got for the cross was as above, so below. So integrate the wisdom from above with the wisdom below on the earth plane, what I already know. And integrate that, and then the blacksmith was about, how do I even say it? taking that information and breaking it down, making it finer and finer, and then weaving the story together in such a way that it brings about transformation for whoever's reading it. That was the sixth one, The Bird of Paradise.
Fabulous. How cool is that? And, you know, I also saw that cross was rock solid. You said it was immense.
Yes.
And so I got that sense of something being just so rock solid, you know, and grounded energy that was foundational. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. I got the information. It's like at first when I was when these symbols were coming, it's like, what does this even mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I got it. So it's like, okay, cool. So really, that was so cool. Thank you.
I know. And you can do this any question that you have.
Yeah, that was totally different. I mean, I've never done anything like that before. That was fun. And it, you know, totally opened my eyes to, you know, different possibilities and different ways of accessing information. So thank you.
Yeah, who knew you could get wisdom from a snail?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's true, you know, like, you know, all these symbols. And I was just looking today, I was on a website and looking at, it's called Symbolic Meanings, I think is the name of the website or something. I don't know what it's called. And it's a website, Universe of Symbolism. And it's a website that talks about all different types of symbols, you know. So it's like, oh, interesting. I did not know that was going to come in handy for what we were talking about today. So I was like, that's cool.
But your higher guidance must have known. That's too cool.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
It always does, right?
Oh, it does. So, yes, you can look up information on the internet. There's the cards that I absolutely love are called medicine cards. I absolutely love that book and cards that go along with it. Another book is called Animal Speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Both of these have wonderful information about the symbology of different animals. But again, since when you go on this Insight Safari, since you're going to be bringing in objects and other things that you may not find in those books, you know, you can explore online. But also, just like what happened for you, you'll have an intuitive hit. When you're receiving these wisdom guides, you're right. You're going, what? Why am I being shown a snail? But
mm-hmm.
just go with it. Trust it.
Yeah.
And then it'll come forth.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And then and trust your own wisdom, too, you know, because sometimes what you read on the internet, it may not resonate with you. So, you know, trust your own instincts as well for what it means.
Right. I am wondering if there are any questions that are coming in, or is there anyone that would like to share what they got?
Ah, good question. Yes. So if there's somebody who would like to share what they got, you know, if you could either write it in the Q&A or raise your hand, you can hit *2 to raise your hand. So we'll get to you in just a moment. So while we're waiting for them to respond to that, Jean, why don't we talk about your special offer that we have today?
Yes. So my special offer is the Hiring in the Heavens exclusive package. And what we did today actually came from Hiring the Heavens. But if you really want to change your life and get into this at a depth that you just never, ever realized was possible, this is what this package does. It's three videos. One, the first video is called Hiring the Heavens and Your Angelic Team. All of these videos can be downloaded as MP3s as well as in video form so that you can take it with you in the car or wherever you want to go. I have a new student to my program who bought this package 2 years ago. She said she has listened to it over and over and over, and it has changed her life. Every time she listens to it, she gets something more out of it. So the first video is Hiring the Heavens and Your Angelic Team, and goes into the whole process and premise of Hiring the Heavens, and will open your eyes to a whole new way of creating. No matter what it is you're doing in your life, you've got help. So you're going to discover the simple, practical approach to master this co-creative process, and how you can get assistance for every area of your life. You'll understand how to go into the realm of miracles and synchronicity so that you can tap into it on demand. And you'll very subtly and very profoundly have a shift in the awareness of who you really are. And I would have to say, without a doubt, that was the biggest epiphany for me as I began to discover this process and work with it. It changed who I knew I was. It changed my perspective of who I was. And that also changed my entire life. The next video is called Break Free of the Law of Attraction. Now, Break Free of the Law of Attraction is about how there's so much more than the Law of Attraction. Hiring the Heavens teaches you how to tap into a brand new law that hardly anybody talks about here. But it'll teach you how different Hiring the Heavens is from the Law of Attraction, and how truly in every nanosecond you are under three primary laws of manifesting and never less. You'll learn what those three laws of manifesting are and how to tap into them so that you can be in the flow of your life. You know, so many people that have gone through and practiced the Law of Attraction have ended up feeling very frustrated because they can't seem to, as much as they try, they can't seem to make their desires come to fruition. You will learn what the missing piece is by this video. The third video is called Hired by the Heavens. Hired by the Heavens is telling you that not only can you hire the heavens, but the heavens wants to hire you. That you have unique talents and gifts, and the heavens knows this and is hiring you. Now, many people are wondering, what is their purpose? Well, the problem with asking that question is you're really asking four different questions. In that one question, you're actually asking four. So in this video, you'll learn what those four questions are so that you can truly know your purpose. You'll learn what's on your soul's resume, what your gifts of spirit are, how to negotiate your contract, what your soul's mission is. You'll understand your purpose in a way that you never have before, and you'll understand what it is to truly live your life and what is yours to do. When I understood this, I have never looked back. When I understood what I am here to do, I have been on a singular path ever since, and it's been a life changer. You'll also get a downloadable ebook called The Hiring the Heavens Companion Workbook. And this is for those that would like to keep track of their spiritual committees. And you can even bring in your wisdom guides. Now that you know how to do this Insight Safari, you'll be able to put that in this book as well. And that's for those that really enjoy writing. And it's a wonderful way to keep track of the miracles that end up occurring in your life. And there's another bonus. I also have an MP3 called Hiring the Heavens in Your Financial Workforce. And this video goes into more than just hiring the heavens in your financial workforce. It actually tells you about the four cornerstones of creation. So you're going to love that. All of that is a value of over $330, and it's yours for just $127.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jean. And that is available on the live page. You can just click on special offer, or you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Jean12 That's awakentohappinessnow.com/gene12. Thank you. So now, hold on, let me just start. So Claire has a question about this, the animal, the Insight Safari. She says that for her animal in the water kingdom, she got porpoise, not dolphin. And most spirit animal sites refer only to dolphins. How would you suggest, Jean, interpreting the porpoise?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind, since there was a distinction, you know, I would definitely look online and see if you can get any more. But the first distinction that comes to me is this is a dolphin with purpose.
I love that. Yeah.
that purpose is, yeah. So it's more than a dolphin. It's a dolphin with a specific purpose. That's what comes forward to me. But again, trust your own wisdom, your own intuition on this. But that's what is immediately coming forth to me. Have you got any intuitive hits on that, Alara?
No, I thought that was beautiful. I was like, that was perfect. It's like, I love that. So I would go with that one, Claire. So if I were you, I like that. And then Sylvia would like to share, but Sylvia, you know, hit star two if you want to go like live and talk to us. And then I have from Marsha, she got dolphin, fawn, plumeria, pen, energy healer, and teaching. And she said, my question is, how can I manifest a tenant for my flip in my marina at the price I want for the length of time that I want? Can you interpret these symbols for me, please? I love your concept of hiring the heaven. Thank you. So she got dolphin, fawn, plumeria, pen, energy healer, and teaching.
And what was the third one?
Plumeria. I don't know what that is.
Huh. I'm not sure either.
I think that's the plant. Yeah, that's the plant. I don't know what kind of plant that is.
I see. Well, you know, what's coming to mind, definitely with a pen, I would say that your wisdom guide is saying write down exactly what you want. You know, like you're writing a contract. Yeah. Write down in detail exactly what it is you want rather than being vague about it. You know how they say that if you write it down, you're more likely to achieve your goals? That's what's coming forth for me is with the pen, to write it out exactly what it is that you are wanting. And then the fawn, I am picturing with that innocence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's something about innocence there and coming, you know, so here's the innocence that I'm seeing is that like a child who's innocent, children don't know what really is possible and what isn't, you know, and especially when they go into imagination. They do all sorts of things in their imagination because out of their innocence, they don't know that it's not possible to fly. They just imagine flying, right? And they don't know that it's not possible to, for a tree to grow overnight. In their innocence, they just imagine it. Well, kind of innocence that I'm seeing that your fawn is bringing to you is this innocence that says, go into the realms of what you know, set aside what you think is possible and go into be open to anything at all happening and have that innocence that says, oh, I didn't know that. You couldn't do that. Oh, but okay, great. Yeah. And allow that to happen. Anyway, those are just two that are coming to mind. But again, take some time to go online and look through that. And I hope that the two that came forth to me are helpful to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beautiful, thank you. And so Maria had written that she got the animal hippopotamus, and her question was about what more healing does her inner being need to bring in a family? And so she got the animal hippopotamus. Do you know what that would mean at all?
Well, one thing I can tell you about hippopotamus, they are the one of the strongest, most fiercest animals on the planet. Mm-hmm. They do not mess with a hippopotamus. You know, the idea that we have of Mother Bear, like, mm-hmm. don't mess with yeah. Mother Bear. They replace that with the image of a hippopotamus. You do not mess with hippopotamus. A hippopotamus will look so graceful and even gentle when you see them swimming in the water, but you know, they will accomplish and do whatever it is they want to do, and you do not mess with a hippopotamus. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's coming forth, is to bring that kind of power that says, I will accomplish this. Don't mess with me.
I love that. And yeah, thank you.
Effective, yeah.
Yeah, good. Oh, goodness. Okay, so, wow. I guess lots of people did the process along with us, which is fantastic. I'm glad that they did.
And I need to be cognizant of my timing here. And I am so glad people did this and enjoyed it, because this will give you incredible insight for whatever question you have, and you can do it for this, you can do it for your family. Bring your family together, bring your friends together, and have them go on an insight safari and help them get answers to their questions. It's such a fun process. And even at first you're scratching your head and you're going, I have no idea what this means or why this is coming forth. Like, I remember someone called in and wanted an answer to a question, and I was hiring a committee, a heavenly committee for them. And what I saw was an amwar. And I know that this person was very perplexed, and I could feel it and hear it in her voice. She says, I have no idea, and even some frustration. I have no idea. That is, you know, like the craziest, silliest, stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why would I bring on an amwar? But think about it. An amwar is very decorative. It certainly holds clothes for you. It has a very special purpose, but it also can hold jewelry and valuables, and it's very decorative. It's more than just drawers. It's a statement piece.
True.
And so when you think about it in those terms, and I don't remember what her question was, but when you think about it in those terms, you can see that the added dimension that an amwar would have versus just some drawers, some plain old drawers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to want to do for all of your wisdom guides. Take a look at them and ask yourself, the intention for which this was created. Just describe it. What does it do? What does it do that something else doesn't do? Like, what does an amwar do that just a set of drawers do that doesn't do? Mm-hmm. You know, so just kind of ask yourself those questions, and believe me, the insight will come forth. And when you have your insight, then begin to write a letter to yourself from your wisdom guides, and have them explain the answer to your question to you, one by one, and I think you're just going to be blown away.
Yeah, no, this was so much fun, and like I said, I received the information so clearly. At first I was like, what? But then, you know, when I really looked at it again, I was able to tap in and get the information, you know, and sometimes just being open to seeing that, seeing another part or another way of looking at things, you know. So thank you so much for that, Jean.
And I want to say one more thing about your alligator. What I saw with your alligator is versatility. Can go on the land, can go in the water.
Right.
I saw that versatility and ability to adapt, ability to survive, just about anywhere.
Right. Nice.
Yeah,
okay,
so I
perfect.
Just wanted
Thank
to
you.
Add
oh, and that.
And I think that's also something else that will continue to happen. Continue to let your wisdom guides inspire you and give you insight and continue to add to. And every time that you get another gem, write it down.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go back and write down more information for all of these, you know, to make it a bigger, complete, you know, picture. And I'm already excited, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Alara, for letting me share this for the very first time, and I'm just so pleased that so many participated, and I can't wait. You know, I'm just going to ask the listeners to write to Alara and let her know so she can let me know of what insights they received.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. And so people have been writing into the Q&A for sure and letting us know. So I know that you have to go, but I wanted to thank you so much. This is such a gift and so much fun, and it was easy. You know, it was easy to do, and being open, just opening up your mind and just letting whatever information come through and then just trusting it, you know, just going with the first thing instead of discounting it, you know. Really refreshing and really eye-opening. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank all the listeners who are here with us today who are going to listen on the replay and on all of your comments and feedback. Thank you so much. And I want to let you all know really quickly that tomorrow I took the day off because tomorrow is my birthday. So I took the day off, and so I'm not having a show, but I am going to be doing a remote healing. And so some of you may already be friends with me on Facebook, so, you know, you've been on my list. But if not, you can send me an email at support@alara.at or support@shefaliburns.com. Either one works. And just tell me that you would like to be added to the list, because I'll be doing a group remote healing tomorrow for sure. And possibly later, but I want that to be a gift for all of you. So thank you so much, everyone. I love you. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey and that you're part of my journey. I'm so grateful. And again, thank you so much, Jean. This was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye for now, everyone. Have a great night and continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness.